That was a bad call. I'd be the first one to say that was he was late on the tag. Lordoy got there. And nonetheless, he goes down. That puts two outs, a ball, two strikes here on Bornick. And the 1-2 to Bornick. Down low at a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces run across the board. And Jennerjohn on the first base side of the rubber. He looks in on Bornick. Has a long stare at home. Steps, delivers. Swing and a miss. Bornick goes down on the inside as Wisconsin Rapids not able to grab any runs. We head to the top of the 6-3-1. They still lead. We'll step away on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Kalen Graham toes the slab once more. He's already gone five innings and has had a good command with three strikeouts. Three strikeouts. Yeah, he's had three strikeouts. So 0-1 is the count as a swing and a slicer into right field, diving out and making the grab on his knees was Jack Gifford. How about that? So one gone, and Jack Gifford certainly posing a threat out there in the right field. So JoJo Jackson now, he'll step in. So actually, no, it's Kendall Yule who will step in now. So Yule out of Calumet City, Illinois, fouls off right side. And left fielder out of Chicago. One down. That 1-1 is the count here on Kendall Yule. And the 0-1 from Graham and a swing and a miss on the inside. So Kendall Yule had a big day yesterday, led the team in hits, went 3-for-6, also two runs as well, had an RBI. A two-strike count, Kalen Graham sets serves at a curveball high of the zone, 1-2. So now Johnson out at second base, and you have Castillo in left field. So Ty Johnson playing every position here today. And the 1-2, just low of the zone. They had a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. A 2-2 count. And the 2-2, and a swing and a high fly ball from Yule carrying into left center field. And that bounces before the wall. Drops off the wall. Yule on his way to second. The throw from Lordoy's not in time. And Kendall Yule, his first at-bat of the day, is a double. So Sam Polk will step in now. Kendall Yule pinch hitting for Jackson. He gets out for the double. He'll stand at second. Rutgers up to six hits now. They've out hit the Raptors 6-5. Tying run at the plate. Sam Polk, a base hit and struck out swinging. Now Graham looks at second. Serves in the first pitch up high of the ball on the left corner. 1-0. So 1-0 count here with one down. And the 1-0 and a swing and a miss. At 1-1. And one ball, one strike. And on this final night here for the 2023 regular season for the Raptors. And Polk slices one out, pulled away, foul right field territory. 1-2. Kendall Yule leads out for the double in the left center field. One ball, two strikes, one out. Polk 1-for-2. Recorded his fifth hit of the season, his first time up, as he fouls one on the inside. So Duffy wants to have a word with his pitcher, Kalen Graham. Kalen Graham, a staple of his team's success, and a big reason why they have the best ERA in the league and have so for the entire year almost. It's because of guys like Kalen who go in, get the job done. I mean, yeah, he's allowed six hits, but only a run. His timely strikeouts are big for this team in keeping runs off the board. And the 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Polk goes down. That's his second out. And Kalen Graham, how about it? Up to five strikeouts. Two gone. I know what Cardini is. A base hit and flew out to center. A two-run home run yesterday, his fourth of the season. And he did so into left field. Yule at second. Graham looks over there now. Yule's got a big leadoff. And works into the first pitch strike. Peppers the left edge of the zone, 0-1. 0-1 count with two down. No errors on the defensive side of the ball for the Raptors. And Yule's on his way to third now. The throw from Graham to Carlson, and he gets him way in time. So Kalen Graham, Red Kendall Yule to perfection. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 3-1, Raptors in front.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs level off around 75, cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning, a 3-1 lead for the Rafters. They've been out hit 6-5 by the Rockers, but Green Bay's three errors have posed costly for their defense. Kyle Carlson leads off, a Piedmont College product from Marietta, Georgia. Batting a 207, Jason Jennerjohn toes the slab once more and throws it at a first pitch breaking ball down the plate 0-1. 19 hits for Carlson prior to today, but his last time up, he was able to get a base hit as Carlson sees it a ball high at the left corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Carlson has reached base twice today. First time he got on base was to second from an error from the third baseman Harris. As a swing and a weak bouncer over to Zielinski at the shortstop and throws it on to first. And that time he was on cue. He retires Carlson. One down. So Alex Duffy, the catcher, grounded out to first and had a sack bunt RBI to bring in James Bornick. So that's where that came from. That was the first run for the Rafters in the fourth. They got three runs in that inning and have a two-run lead here, bottom six. Jennerjohn kicks, steps, fires, and a check swing low. The third base umpire, Terry Kondich, the crew chief, said he did not come across at a ball. 1-0. First base, Jacob Dunn. And the home plate umpire, Justin Duplessis. And the 1-0 to Duffy down the plate. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. A beautiful Saturday night here in middle August. And Jennerjohn, the 1-1. And lower the zone at a ball, 2-1. Seemingly about 1,800 fans. Largest of the season for the Rafters. Stadium looks packed. Concession lines look deep. And boy, it is a beautiful night for baseball. On the season finale. What a better way to end it right here at Witter Field. It started here on opening day. Well, they lost 10-6 at Lakeshore, but how about they finish it off with a win? A team that's already been eliminated from the playoffs. And the 3-1 to Duffy, and a slicer over the shortstop Zielinski in the left center field. Alex Duffy grabs the sixth hit for the Rafters. So how about that? Duffy, a base hit. So Joseph Moroic got on base via air from Zielinski, and then struck out swinging as well. He's 0-2, Duffy at first. One down, bottom six. Coming set, serving, and a curveball down the plate of the strike, 0-1. So no balls, one strike, one out. Duffy stands at first. A one-out single from the catcher. And the 0-1 from Jennerjohn, high and outside. There is some action in the bullpen for the Rockers. And they're definitely saving their best arms for tomorrow and the day after. First game of the Northwoods League playoffs starts tomorrow in the Great Lakes West Division. It starts at Warner Park. Rockers will visit the Mallards in a swing and a miss, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one out. A 1-2 count with one gone and throws outside at a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, one down, and Duffy stands at first. And deuces here in this count. Jennerjohn steps in and throws and fouled off back behind home plate over the press box here. We have not been lucky to get a foul ball. It's been one time where it went and hit the monitor of our TV broadcaster down there. And the 2-2 above the zone. And the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One down. Jennerjohn kicks the payoff to Moroic. And just lowered the zone at a ball four. So Moroic to first. A late call there from the head umpire, Justin Duplessis. So Moroic to first. Duffy to second. Rafters in business once more. So Jack Gifford struck out looking and then had an RBI double in the center field. As Chris Kreplin jogging on his way to Jennerjohn. Jason Jennerjohn, his day might be done. He's not signaling to the bullpen yet. There is some action over there for Green Bay. Nonetheless, they're one down. Only time the Raptors have scored in this game has been 3 runs in the fourth, but a 3-1 lead for them. So Kreplin just having a word with his pitcher. Moroic to first. That second is Duffy. Runners on first and second. The set, the check swing on a pass ball as Chabot looks to come out to make a throw, but not in time because Duffy was already to third. Moroic to second. Two in scoring position for the Raptors. So a pass ball. You know, one count, one down. A 3-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. No balls, one strike, one out. The 0-1 from Jennerjohn. And outside of a dropped ball from Chabot. 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. The count runs at 1-1. Moroic to second. Duffy had a base hit. He stands at third. And the 1-1 home. Down the pipe. Gifford didn't even try to make an attempt at that. He shot looking 1-2. It's a curveball at 77. One ball, two strikes. One out. It's a beautiful night in mid-August. And Gifford will see the 1-2 to check swing low. And didn't come across at a ball 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the six. One down. Coming set, kicking the 2-2, and a swing and a high fly ball from Gifford, charging after it and making the grab in time is Kendall Yule. But nonetheless, Duffy walks on home, and Wisconsin Rapids in front, 4-1. So Jack Gifford, a sac fly RBI. So that is big for Wisconsin Rapids. They balloon this lead up to 3. Lead 4-1. So now Chris Kreplin coming out to Jennerjohn. He might be signaling to the bullpen. Because this might be it. Yeah, I believe it is. So Jennerjohn's day is done. His last regular season game for the Rockers. Only he's had 3. And with them this season, his first and his debut was July the 29th. But that's the second pitcher out of the bullpen that has been done today. So the third pitcher coming in for the Rockers.
Happy 23rd anniversary to Denise from her husband, Jim.
And it looks to be A.J. Anzai, the left-hander. So A.J. Anzai, we've seen him DH, but not pitch many times. But he's coming in here, so he's an infielder. Yeah, I mean, that's what he is. So he's a guy that has been batting at .267 for the Rockers, but he also can pitch as well. He's had 8 games appeared in, 14 in the third innings of work. He's allowed 15 hits, 10 runs, thrown 9 walks, but has had 12 strikeouts. He played against the Raptors back on July the 12th, where he went 2 2/3 innings. He gave up a hit, 2 walks, but 2 strikeouts. So Anzai, kind of a versatile guy from Chapman University and the native of Tribuco Canyon. So a sophomore.
Oh, we're doing it.
A third pitcher out of the bullpen for the Rockers. Raptors get their first run since the fourth. A 4-1 lead here with 2 outs. Would be big for them just to continue to play well on both sides to finish off this regular season with a win. Tronzai getting warm in the bullpen right now. Getting warm on the mound right now. Yeah, he just came out of the bullpen. But he's a guy that, I mean, when you bat a 267, he's had 116 at-bats as well, so it's not like he's had a couple. He's had a ton of at-bats. But, yeah, I mean, he can pitch as well at a 5.65 ERA. So the Chapman dual threat guy, you could put it, can pitch, can bat, can field, can do just about anything. So he'll face the leadoff hitter, Ty Johnson. So popped out to third, flew out to center, and then an RBI error. He was able to get on base, send a runner home. Two down. At third stands Moroic. A 4-1 lead on Zai here. We'll look in on Johnson. Step turn to Johnson. And a first pitch curveball. Brushes off the left side of the zone, 0-1. So no balls, a strike with two down. And the 0-1. Down the plate once more. 0-2. Two gone, bottom of the six. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Raptors looking for win number 40 to cap off this 2023 year. And a swing and a miss. A drop third strike from Chabot. He steps out and throws on to first to retire Johnson, but the Raptors get a run. It was a sac fly RBI to bring home Duffy from Jack Grifford. We head to the top of the seventh inning, 4-1. Raptors in front. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, a run in the bottom half of the sixth for the Raptors. They lead 4-1 as Kalen Graham towing the slab once again. He'll face Nainoa Cardenas on a first pitch ball down below the zone. 1-0. So Cardenas, 1-for-2, had a base hit and flew out to center. And Graham sets, serves, fires outside. And a ball 2-0. Cardenas, a two-run shot yesterday into left center field to grab his fourth home run of the season. Also has 14 RBIs in the 2-0 to check swing in four balls. So a three-ball count here on Cardenas. Kalen Graham already has gone six innings, five strikeouts, and the 3-0. Inside, down the plane to strike, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Each team with six hits. Looking in, setting and firing. And outside of the ball, 4-1 is the count. So Cardenas on his way to first, leading off with a walk. So Johnny Ansorich looks like he's warming up in the bullpen. So that will be the guy to replace Kalen Graham. It depends. You know, what do you do here if you're Brian Dyer, Kirk Schreider? Do you pull Graham at a time? Because if Mateo Matthews, who is due up, who struck out twice, and he swings the ball, popped up away, back behind home plate. So if he was the guy that who had a 3 RBI day yesterday, I mean, it depends. Kalen Graham, an all-star pitcher. But if he slows down and Green Bay starts to come back, you might have to call to answer if it's early. That one, one count. And the 0-1 from Graham fouled away into the netting. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. A two-strike count. Mateo Matthews out of Wagner College from Chino, California. He'll face the 0-2 and lower the zone at a ball, 1-2. Each team with six hits, but what's really helped the Rafters, four runs as well in comparison to Green Bay's one. Three errors from the Rockers' defense. None for the Rafters. Ty Johnson's at first. And the 1-2 this time from Graham and a check swing and a pass ball from Duffy. Does he tag Matthews? But now that comes into the ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cardenas at first. Mateo Matthews, he's 0-2. And a swing and a miss up top. He retires Matthews. That's the third time he struck out. So that is big there. Henry Chabot. Boy, he's had a big day. A sac fly RBI in the second to bring home Jackson, then had a base hit. So a fastball from Kalen Graham up to six strikeouts. One gone. And Graham checks off over to first to Johnson. So Ty Johnson playing just about every position. He started the game at catcher, went to right, center, left, third, second, and now first. And Graham throws outside well low at a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down, top of the seventh. Henry Chabot faces the 1-0 in a swing and a hard ground ball over to Carlson at third. Steps in to throw to Bornick to second. The throw back to first is away from Johnson. So Johnson not able to grab that ball in. So James Bornick, though, did his job of stepping on second and throwing to first. But Henry Chabot will get on base on the fielder's choice. And this brings in the nine-hole batter, Cooper Kelly. Popped out to third and had a base hit. So Kirk Schreider relieving Kalen Graham. So the final time Kalen Graham has been in a Rafters uniform just has been a staple of this team's success on the offensive, on the defensive side. A rising standing ovation, and rightfully so. A Northwoods League All-Star, a guy that has been a part of this team's success. So Kalen Graham, we wish him the best and has certainly helped his stock of going to a Division I program to Texas State and giving Brian Dyer a hug, and rightfully so. A guy that led the team in strikeouts. I mean, was just unbelievable for the team this season. So Kalen Graham, we wish him the best at Texas State down in San Marcos, Texas. You know, this season, and we hope that one day he can come back to Wisconsin Rapids. Everybody loves him in the locker room. Such a guy that he's well respected with his team. And 2.14 ERA prior to today, and yeah, Kalen Graham. Best of luck to you. But stepping on the mound in the meantime, Johnny Antrovitz, who's also been here from the jump. 17 games appeared in with a 1-1 record, 29 innings of work. He's allowed 22 hits, 13 runs, but 29 strikeouts for a 4.03 ERA in the rising redshirt junior from Ashtabula, Ohio. out of Notre Dame College, the Division III program in Northeast Ohio. Two outs, Johnny Antrovitz. His last appearance against the Rockers was on July the 29th, where he went two innings, gave up two hits, a run, but had three strikeouts. So there's been many times he's faced Green Bay. His debut was on June the 1st, where he went two innings. And he gave up a hit against Green Bay, but four strikeouts. So Johnny Antrovitz coming in to relieve Graham. And here, top of the seventh. Two down. Chabot at first. Cooper Kelly, one for two. Each team with six hits. Looking in here is Antrovitz. Looks on to first. He'll come set. First offering of his night, and fouled away left side. That one won. So no balls, a strike with two down. Johnson and Chabot talking with each other down there. Looks like they're exchanging some friendly words. Antrovitz looks at first. And then kicks high and serves. And outside at a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike, two down. Antrovitz looks at first. He'll step, serve, fouled backside. Into the netting, one and two. So Johnny Antrovitz looking to strike out his first batter. And the count runs at one and two. Two down. The set, the fire. Outside, just can't work in. Up on a fastball up the left corner. Two and two. So Johnny Antrovitz really works in a lot of fastballs. That's where he gets the majority of his strikes. As 126 batters face this season. Chabot at first, two down. Deuces run across the board. 2-2 to Kelly. And fouled just barely. If Duffy catches that, went in and out of his glove, he catches that, that's an out. Four to one, Rafters in front. Cooper Kelly, the Kansas Jayhawk, had a base hit last time up. So righty on lefty. Antrovitz steps, serves, and fouled away left side near the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. Two balls, two strikes. Two down. Deuces across the board. Kelly popped out to third his first time up. The 2-2 and a swing and a miss on the inside. Johnny Antrovitz records his first strikeout as Wisconsin Rapids in front 4-1. We'll step aside as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning as Wisconsin Rapids in front 4-1. Alec Castillo, he'll lead off. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on this season finale here at Witter Field. Rafters found out they were eliminated, which would have been interesting, is if they lost, which they did yesterday, but if Madison lost yesterday, they would still be alive. And for them, they would probably be throwing this game not to win, because if Green Bay, Madison loses both, Green Bay wins both, Rafters do get in. But that just wasn't the case, as Madison took care of business. But really, the make-or-break game was on Thursday, because Rafters took the first game in that series. If they found a way to take the second, boy, they would control their own destiny. But a 1-0 count here on Alec Castillo. It was 1-for-3. And Zai works in at a strike, 1-1. So 1-1. The 1-1, and a swing and a bouncer. Charging after it is the third baseman, Harris, and steps in to throw across the diamond. He gets Castillo for one down. So Alec Castillo's retired, and David Smigelski, he'll step in. He's 1-for-2 and has drawn a walk, his second time up to bat. So Smigelski, his last time up was a base hit into center. One down, up to 9 hits this season. Anzai kicks, turns, and serves in the first offering. Just off the right side of the zone, 1-0. 1-0 count. One down. And the 1-0 outside, and again, and a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Two away, bottom seven. David Smigelski, the designated hitter. And he'll see it a ball again, 3-0. So 3-0 count, one gone. Bottom seven. Three runs in the fourth, a run in the sixth. And there's ball four. So four straight balls, Smigelski to first. So David Smigelski, his second time he's been walked. Orlando Lordoy. Two ground outs, one to the pitcher, one to second base, and then he got on base on a fielder's choice. So Lordoy out of Panama City, Panama. 16 hits this season. So the center fielder was off to Faulkner University, NAIA school in Alabama. So we wish him the best on his next journey in the NAIA collegiate world. One gone on Zai, just can't work in a strike, and throws out of the ball, 1-0. And a 1-0 count with one down. And the 1-0 from Anzai, just peppers the zone at a strike. And on the left corner, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one down. Each team with six hits. Standing at first as a swing and a high fly ball from Lordoy. And coming under it is Kendall Yule to make the grab just before the warning track. Lordoy, good contact, but he flies out. And James Bornick, who struck out swinging last time up. He struck out twice today and was hit by a pitch. Two down, bottom seven. Setting in, serving, and a pass ball that goes away from Chabot. A 1-0 count. Two gone. Smigelski led off with a walk. He stands at first. And the checkoff over to first goes through the glove of Matthews behind him. But not enough time for Smigelski to advance the base. Two down. And Bornick will see the first pitch, second pitch strike, one and one. One ball, one strike. Two down. And the 1-1. Lower the zone of the ball. 2-1. A 4-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Each team with six hits. Two down. Two balls, a strike. And a 2-1 from Anzai. And a curveball down the plate and a strike. 2-2. And deuces run across the board. AJ Anzai looking for a strikeout, a swing and a bouncer that goes right towards him. He checks on and throws on to first. As he gets Bornick, we head to the top of the eighth inning. 4-1, Raptors in front. Stay with us here on the final two innings of the season right here on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, Johnny Antrovitz back on the rubber once more. He'll face Max Mims here at top of the order. Mims 0-3 with a strikeout. And Antrovitz will go to work once more. And throws out high to ball, 2-0. So Antrovitz, his first batter he faced, he struck out Kelly. A 2-0 count. Here on Max Mims, top of the order. 2-0 from Antrovitz, fouled back behind home plate into the netting, 2-1. So Ty Johnson at shortstop. Mind you, he started the game at catcher. He went catcher, right, center, left, third, second, first, and now at short. The 2-1, and a swing and a ball popped up towards the third baseman, Carlson. Johnson says he has a better angle at it, and he makes the grab. So Carlson and Johnson both going after that, but Johnson had the better angle, so he sends down Mims. So Andrew Harris on a Wisconsin Park side. Two ground outs for him. Out of Rockford, Illinois. 14 hits. So the third baseman committed the first error for Green Bay on the defensive side. Antrovitz kicks, sets, serves. And a first pitch ball on a fastball high of the zone. Can't work in at 91. So 1-0 count. One down. Antrovitz on the right side of the rubber. The 1-0 on a swing and a ball pulled away right side. 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. And count runs at one apiece. Antrovitz kick sets the 1-1 to Harris. Foul on the inside of the bat, 1-2. Johnny Antrovitz, in his final appearance of the season, Kalen Graham, did an unbelievable job. Went 6 2/3. And gave up 6 hits and only a run. Andrew Harris, the left-hander. Antrovitz steps in, the 1-2 home, and a swing and a miss. Harris goes down, Antrovitz, his second strikeout. So a fastball down the plate. Two down, top of the eighth. Rafters hoping to put this game to bed. As Kirk Schreiner, is he calling to his, no, there's nobody warming up in the bullpen. So just having a word with Antrovitz, or perhaps, as Antrovitz's day is done, I don't think, or it might be. I see Caleb Shulist out there right now. So, it looks to be done. It is. Johnny Antrovitz, his day is done. And final time in the Raptors uniform was a terrific pitcher for the Raptors. And look who's pitching right now, Ty Johnson. What about that? So, Ty Johnson, every base, every position he's played in, except for pitcher. So, Ty Johnson, he's got a little sidearm action to him. How about that? But yeah, Johnny Antrovitz, a great guy and a great teammate for this team. I mean, he has just been on the staple. 31 strikeouts this season. Has come in at times. I mean, allowing 22 hits, 13 runs, but I mean, for him. So Ty Johnson, a sidearm action for him. And it's going to be interesting to see who they're going to put in. Because Johnson's got that submarine style. He's saying, yeah, he likes it. He's an unbelievable athlete. So there is no doubt in my mind that he's not able to get a strikeout here. Kind of similar to what Alex Duffy did. Oh, Johnson. I mean, this is just a testament. Kirk Schreiner's doing this just a testament to Johnson and what he's meant to the team all season long. So, you know, he has just been a staple of this team's success. And, you know, we wish him, we wish Ty Johnson after this, and surely keep up with him throughout. A guy that has just meant so much to this team, this organization, this community. And now, right now, he's pitching. So Ty Johnson, he'll face Zielinski. Johnson, the first offering is a submarine-style throw and throws it a little bit low. 1-0. Alex Duffy, he came on as pitcher, and the first batter he faced, he retired him. He actually struck him out. And the 1-0 from Johnson throws low. He just can't seem to work in a strike. 2-0. Two down. A 2-0 count. And the 2-0 and a swing and a ball bounced. That stays fair on the third baseline. Carlson comes out to field and the throw across his body for an extending Bornick to make the play. What a play there from Kyle Carlson. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Raptors in front 4-1.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask,
What company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning we go. A 4-1 lead for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. So perhaps the final time this team will be up to bat this season. And man, oh man. Kyle Carlson. He'll lead off. 1-for-3. Got on base via error. From the third baseman, Harrison, got a base hit and then a ground out to short. Hunzai goes to work at a ball, 1-0. You know, it has been a season that has just been up and down. There has been so many great moments, though, as Carlson swings and misses, 1-1. You know, being on the road with this team and traveling to every game, it's certainly been a pleasure, and it's really been so enjoyable. To say the least. And the 1-1 to Carlson, just low of the zone, brushes in the dirt, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. And a 2-1 count. Anzai kick serves to Carlson, and he misses outside again. 2-2. If he doesn't swing at that, that's surely a ball. I mean, it's just been... so fun, night in and night out of baseball. You know, certainly every day. This would be the 72nd game in a 76-day span. You know, there was that one point in the season where Raptors played like 34 games in 32 days. And the payoff from Anzai as Carlson rips this into right center field. Heading back, Mims is trying to track it down. This goes off the wall. Carlson on his way to second, and he stands up with a double. The show must go on for Wisconsin Rapids. Kyle Carlson leads off with a big double in right center field. So Carlson, he takes second. Alex Duffy now is due up. So Duffy's had a good day, a ground out to first, a sack bunt RBI, and then a base hit. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI. Raptors up to 7 hits. Carlson on second. So bottom of the eighth, Anzai serves. And low of the zone. Had a ball, 1-0. Looks like they're going to finish with Anzai. Kyle Carlson, a big shot to right center field, going off the top of the wall. He stands in scoring position. The 1-0 from Anzai, high to the zone. 2-0. So 2-0 count. As Chabot wants to have a word with Anzai. Rafters in front, 4-1. A two-ball count. Anzai will come set. Third base side of the rubber. Sets in and just can't work in a strike there. He throws it a ball, 3-0. Mind you, if you are here at Witterfield, we do have fireworks after the game to conclude what has been such a great season for this team. And the 3-0 to Duffy just inside for a strike. He peppers the right side of the zone. And a breaking ball at 79, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The 3-1 from Anzai fouled away. And just in the netting. And 3-2. What a lively crowd here we have on hand. Phenomenal. They've shown out in a big way and they have all season. And Duffy will see a payoff from Anzai. And way inside on the right corner, out for ball four. So Duffy to first, Carlson to second. So Duffy's walked, and this brings in Joseph Moroa. Chris Kreplin stepping out of the dugout right now. Saying, hey, do we have a substitution, or what's the deal? They think they have one sub or one more mound visit. Yeah, that's what the case is. So Kreplin going out to visit with Anzai. Looks like a pitcher will warm up in the bullpen for the Rockers. But right now they do not worry and don't care how this game ends. You know, they're going to have to throw their best arms for tomorrow and for the near future. You know, Green Bay, a team that hasn't made the playoffs since 2014. And they're excited. My manager, Chris Kreplin, who's done a great job with his team. They're a team that kind of snuck up on everybody in that later part of the first half. They started 4-0, but since then they kind of dropped down. And they were not a team that was really considered to be a first half champion. But then they really just turned it around. There was a point where, you know, they lost 4 of 5 in that season twice in the earlier parts of this season. They were losing a lot of games, but they were still right there. And then towards the end of the season, they won won 4 of their past 5 games. And the game they lost was a 20-4 loss to Lakeshore. But then they snuck away to get in. They one versus Lakeshore as Moroa goes in for the second strike. And then they swept Madison to end the first half. Rafters lose to the Dock Spider, so they snuck their way in. But they are excited about the future. Rafters, so heartbreaking that final day in the first half. But they really found, you know, their rhythm as a swing and a miss on Moroa. He goes down. 3 straight pitches, 3 straight strikes. Joseph Moroa is retired. So, Jack Gifford is due up. Struck out looking at an RBI double and a sac fly RBI. One gone. Duffy at first. Carlson with a double. He stands at second. And a swing and a weak ground ball over towards the second baseman. Kelly throws it on to Zielinski at second. And the throwback to first to Matthews. There's a double play. This time it's a 4-6-3 double play. We head to the top of the ninth inning. Perhaps the final half inning of baseball here for Wisconsin Rapids. Stay with us here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, 3 more outs away from end.